Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, and it's quarter number two, which means we welcome Ross Tucker back into the house. How you doing, Ross?
Jim, I am doing fantastic. Always good to talk with you. Look forward to it every week. Love Penn State fans. Love the interaction I get with them on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL. Although I will say I'm a little bit nervous for our topics today.
Well, we're doing a bit of a recap of the 21 season, but we're not doing the normal, you know, game by game, this, that. I'm going to put some general questions out to you, Ross, and I want to get your reaction to them. These are all based on the 21 season. Are you ready?
I think so, yes.
Okay. Let's start with this. What was the biggest story of the 2021 season?
I think the biggest story was Franklin's contract status. It felt like that sort of hung over everything all year, didn't it? I mean, it started as soon as Clay Helton got fired at USC. It started almost immediately after that. And it felt like it never went away until the Michigan State game when he got the contract. I mean, that's really what went down, right? I mean, that was the ever-present story the whole year. I mean, you know, certainly I think Clifford's performance, Clifford getting hurt was a big story, really big story. I think them not being able to run the ball was a big story, but none of that, I think, was as big. I mean, the Franklin thing was talked about all the time. I mean, all the time we were talking about Franklin's contract status, Franklin's contract status. It just feels like that was the main topic of conversation. So to me, I think that that is pretty clearly the biggest story of the year.
And I'll tell you what else, why I agree, why that's a great call on your part, Ross, is there's a long-lasting effect to that story, too. He could be the coach for the next 10 years. I mean, Penn State is tied to this guy now, for better or for worse. So that's a long-lasting one. This season could be erased real quickly if they do well next year, but Franklin's going to be around for a while. All right, let's go a little bit more positive, Ross. What would you call the most pleasant surprise of the season for you?
Well, by the way, the biggest story could have been a positive. It just so happens that it wasn't, you know? I mean, we don't come up with what the biggest story is, right? You know, we just kind of...
When you go 7-6, the biggest story can't be a positive, can it?
Hard to be. Pleasant surprise for me, I think, is probably Ebba Cady. You know, I mean, he made a bunch of difference-making plays. It's kind of hard to believe that Penn State has many good players on defense, make as many plays as they did, and they still finish 7-6. I mean, it's bad, Jim. It is bad that they were 7-6. They certainly had more talent than to be 7-6. When you think about just the amount of guys that they'll have that get drafted and the NFL caliber players, but that's what they were. But the biggest surprise was Ebba Cady. I mean, you know, you get a grad transfer and you're like, okay, cool. You know, it sounds like he's pretty good. Sounds like he's going to be able to help. All right. But I mean, right from the jump street against Wisconsin, it was like, oh my gosh, this guy is awesome. And it really kind of changed how you felt the season might go, to be honest with you. Now, that didn't end up being the case, but it made you feel like it was.
I think that's a good call, too. I I think you could almost say the entire defense was the pleasant surprise. I know there were games where there were leads late, but if the offense had held up their end of the bargain, I think it's a different world. I think that defense was good enough to be a double-digit winning team. So anyone on the defense would have probably been a pretty good call. All right, if we have the most pleasant surprise and we went a little positive there, Ross, we've got to go the other way. What was your biggest disappointment of the season?
Well, one that jumps out to me is really very specific, and that would be the Iowa game and Clifford getting hurt and then Taquan Roberson's performance after Clifford got hurt. That was absolutely disappointing. So that's a major disappointment. I guess that's sort of, just one game. So I guess if you're looking for something bigger, which is related to all of this, it's the run game. I mean, they had three returning starters on the offensive line, and yet they really couldn't run the ball hardly a lick all season long. I think you got to go with that, Jim. I think you got to say it's the offensive line. I mean, certainly Clifford's performance in some games, but, you know, to be fair to him, man, I mean, he was playing pretty good until he got hurt, and then he didn't play as well after he got hurt, but then he still played well against Ohio State. I don't think Clifford's performance is the biggest disappointment. I think it's the running game in particular.
I think that's a good answer. I think also just the Iowa game itself, it changed everything. You know, a 5-0 team, top five. I'm going to use this opportunity, though, real quick to ask you about one news item, Ross. Noah Kane has entered the portal. Were you surprised by that? I know we all thought at least a running back would go, but while you're talking running game, I thought I'd give you an opportunity to comment.
Yeah, no, not surprised. And I don't want to say I anticipated that, but definitely not surprised. I think they will probably end up having more guys go to the transfer portal, more running backs, you know, maybe at the end of spring ball, you know, if guys see kind of the writing on the wall. But I think Noah Kane, I guess, already does see the writing on the wall.
It appears to be the case. And like you, I would not be surprised if we saw another running back go. All right, let's get back to our review of the season. What was the best coaching decision made this year by James Franklin and his staff?
I don't know. I think maybe Lucade at defensive end. I don't know if you is it a decision to bring in guys like Ebikadi? I guess if that's a decision, then I'll go Ebikadi. if that counts as a decision, bringing in a grad transfer like Ebikadi, then I'll do that. But I don't know. That's more like recruiting. I think decision was, hey, let's put Lucade at defensive end and let's get more speed on the field and athleticism. And I think that really paid off and was a major positive. So I think that's what I would say, is that it was Lucade.
Okay. This is your segment, Ross, so you could decide whatever you like to define as a coaching decision. But by the way, the whole Jesse Lucade to defensive end, what did you think about that when they first made that decision? Did you expect this kind of performance from him?
No, I did not expect this kind of performance from him, but I didn't really know what to expect. I thought he'd be okay. I thought he'd bring some speed to the position, but I didn't think he would be as much of a factor as he was. I mean, when they had Ebikadi and Lucade, I mean, that was something. And he really, I think, improved his draft stock by showing that versatility. You know, he's probably best suited to be a 3-4 outside linebacker, but showing he can play some D-end, but also play off the ball linebacker. I think he's fast enough to play on special teams. I think Luketa is a guy that really helped himself this year from an NFL perspective. And I'll add this. I thought it was awesome that, you know, he played in the bowl game. Not that he had to or whatever, but I thought that was pretty cool too. I respect the guys that don't, but I just thought that that was a real positive.
And I think the Penn State fans will always appreciate that from him, especially considering the way so many other players decided to opt out. All right, if we go Jesse Luketa as the best coaching decision of the season, let's go the other way, Ross. What was the worst coaching decision of the season?
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, it feels like there were several. It just felt like end of half situations. There was some questionable clock management. I didn't love some of the fake field goals. Although, you know, that's always after you have access to the results. So I don't like to pin it on those. Because if they worked, we'd all be like, that was a great decision, you know? So I don't know. What would you say, Jim?
I would go for the fake field goals. Not you make a valid point. In that game where they, which game was it, Michigan State, where they had the two fakes on the same drive, the fake punt first was successful. So I got to admit, I was really happy about it. But after the opponent called timeout, I still, in hindsight, think it was a bad decision that they got very lucky. And I just think they've gone to the well too many times with it. So, yeah, I think those fake kicks just were disastrous. I thought poorly designed. Now, when you have Jordan Stout just chucking the ball, you know, 40 yards downfield and hoping the opponent makes the mistake of intercepting the ball so it would be as good as a punt. I'm not sure hope is a good strategy there, Ross. So I'm
going to
go
with the fake. Yeah, I didn't love some of their fakes for sure. It felt like some of their fakes were not real well conceived.
No, and some of them weren't a surprise. Okay, in the half minute or so we have left, give me your favorite under-the-radar player from this past season.
Ooh. Probably my guy, Daquan Hardy. I'm sure I didn't have that much influence on it, Jim, but I did text Penn State during the state championship game and say, are you sure you don't want this kid? And then they ended up taking him, and he's become a really good player at a very important position. So I'll go Hardy.
I love that answer because you know he's one of my favorite players, Ross. And the other thing is I remember you talking about him in the high school playoffs. I remember you talking about that ahead of time. So I'll give you credit for it anyway. All right, that's it for quarter number two. Stick around. Quarter number three, we take your questions and we ask Ross.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.